Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, at the Aussie Open last night, Ash Barty matched her career best result in her home Grand Slam, winning through to the third round, while Australian wildcard Kimberly Birrell stunned world number 29 Donna Vekic to reach the third round as well. Italy's Andrea Seppi handed Australian Jordan Thompson a straight sets defeat, while Aussie young gun Alex Poppyrin leads the Aussie action today when he takes on Dominic Thiem. But new Kyrgios has taken a swipe at Leighton Hewitt in a since-deleted Instagram post, asking his followers last night in a poll who Hewitt might be watching. The options were Alex Diminor or no one else. Kyrgios also had a crack at Roger Rashid and Brownlow medalist Jared Healy for criticising him, claiming they have zero credibility. And in cricket, the Melbourne Renegades thrashed the Sydney Sixers by 7 wickets at the SCG last night, the victory moving them to second on the Big Bash ladder. That's all on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Yes, hello, Sean. Off to Rose Hill on Saturday. We're in the middle of a heatwave here in Sydney, so we're expecting a good track. Of course, there could be some storm activity around. A little bit is predicted on race day this far out. But let's get stuck into it anyway. First leg of the quaddie, I'm going with numbers 2 and 8. I think this is the leg we really can narrow down. Number 2, Sweet Scandal, looks a clear top pick to me. She's got a great record, this mare. 8 starts for 4 wins and 2 seconds. 3 of those wins have come on good tracks. She's got the right gait. She's quick. She should lead them. And Robbie Dolan, who's in red-hot form, takes 2 kilos off. So she's my clear top pick. We'll put in number 8 Pipeline, just in case there's an upset. He was very good first up off a long spell in a strong form race behind Deprive. And he's back here on his home track, second up, soft draw, good odds. We'll throw him in for our backup in the first leg of the quaddie. Second leg of the quaddie, we're going numbers 4, 3, 5 and 2. Number 4 goes on top here, All Too Royal. Same sort of formula as the first leg. This horse is red hot form, bounces, goes to the front. John Van Overmeer claims 2, and his record speaks for itself. For his last 7 starts, he's produced 4 wins and 3 placings. He's a last start winner at Canterbury, and he just looks as though he'll be too slick for them. But for the quaddie, we'll put in the 3, the Avenger. Won well first up last prep for Chris Waller. He should get a lovely run just in behind the speed. The 5, Poetic Charmer for the Snowdens and Tommy Berry. He's had 4 runs back, yet to miss a top 2 finish. And number 2, Cool Vinnie. Well, he's a bit hot and cold, but as we saw 2 starts ago, when he turns it on, he's very good. He ran down Redouble that day, and Redouble has since won a race in Sydney and also taken out the big one up there at the Gold Coast. So a bit of form around Cool Vinnie. Forget his last start. He pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia. So numbers 4, 3, 5 and 2 going for us in the second leg. Third leg, Sean, we're going numbers 2, 9, 6 and 5. Number 2 on top of Asterius for Chris Waller and J-Mac. Is he a wet tracker? That's got to be the question being asked. He's 2 from 2 on soft. He's only 1 from 7 on good tracks. But I'm prepared to give him this chance here on top of the ground. I just think he's had a few excuses on good tracks in the past. He has been placed 3 times. Second, a third to Reflectivity, 2 back on a genuine good. Go back last campaign. The only time he really failed on a good track was before he had to go out for a spell after he suffered a bleeding attack there. So I like the way he's coming back. He gets out to the right trip and with a soft gait. I've got to put Asterius on top here to beat number 9, which we'll put in as the main danger, Credence, this horse up from Victoria. He's got some strong form lines down there. He hasn't been winning at his past few, but he's been runner-up at 3 of his last 4, so he's knocking on the door. He's still learning too. Done a few things wrong on occasion, but he's got the right gait to figure. Then we'll look at number 6, Zippity Doodah for Chris Lees, this former Singaporean galloper. He's thereabouts every run in Sydney so far. Barrier 1, Jay Collett, soft run, should be diving through late. And I thought number 5, So You Win, on the quick backup from last Saturday behind Live and Free, looks to get a lovely run for Brenton Abdullah. So I think we've got the main chances covered there. 2 on top from 9, 6 and 5 in the third leg of the quaddie. Which brings us to the lucky last, Sean. Hopefully we're alive and kicking coming into this. I've got 5 runners for us here, 2, 1, 4, 6 and 12. The 2 on top, Dawn Raid. Surprised they're betting such good each-way odds about this John O'Shea trained 5-year-old. He's won his last 3 starts. His most recent was in town at a Canterbury night meeting, benchmark 72. He won easily over the 1550, so the trip here looks perfect. He's come up with Barrier 1 and Billy Owen claiming 3. He's also an absolute good tracker, this horse. All 7 wins have come on top of the ground, so conditions look made to order for Dawn Raid to stretch that winning sequence to 4. Number one, Reflectivity. We'll give him another shot. He won very impressively here, two starts back over the 1,500. Then he just over-raced badly at Randwick last time out. The market told the story there. He was very soft in betting. Wasn't beaten far in the end, considering he did so much wrong. I think back on his home track from a good gate, we'll give him another chance. The four, Nikki's Gold, well, she'll just sit back last and have the last shot at them here. She races well at the track. She's very consistent mare. Probably better with the sting out, to be fair, but I think this race sets up for it. There's a bit of speed engaged here. Then we'll look at the six, Harmattan. Already been back this mare for Godolphin. First up run at Kensington, chased home, Sweet Scandal. So we'll have a look at that form by this stage of the day. And I'm going to throw in number 12 as our extra pick here, Zidane. Right down in the weights, just sneaking along under the radar. And with Tommy Berry off a soft gate, he could provide a knockout. So we'll go 2, 1, 4, 6 and 12 in the last leg. So far, Sean, look, there's 160 combinations there. So $16 for 10% of the quaddy. I'll be back on Saturday morning between 10 and 10.30. Now, if there are any significant scratchings, if the track conditions change, obviously we'll update the quaddy numbers then. But at this stage, Sean, confidence is high heading into Rose Hill for a hot Saturday afternoon of racing. Lovely to speak to you.